Watch, Job Creators Network rips Kamala Harris for claiming grocers are price gouging. By Amy Furr on September 5, 2024. Job Creators Network, JCN, slammed Vice President Kamala Harris, D, and President Joe Biden, D, on Wednesday for their claims that supermarkets and food manufacturers are price gouging. Americans are feeling the sting of the higher food prices at the grocery store. But JCN explained what is truly behind the increase in costs and asked, are food retailers really price gouging, or is inflation the result of bad government policy? The video stated, when a company decides what to charge for a jar of peanut butter, it has to consider the prices they pay for peanuts, oil, salt, packaging, transportation, and what they have to pay their employees to make the peanut butter. All of those things go into the final price we see on the shelf. Government data shows the price of these input costs have increased at the same elevated rate as consumer costs under the Biden-Harris administration. Food manufacturers and grocers are simply passing along their higher costs to consumers to stay profitable. Grocery prices have increased 22% from January 2021, when Biden and Harris took office, to July. According to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Breitbart News reported on August 23. According to JCN, energy costs have skyrocketed over 25% under the Biden administration. Those costs make everything more expensive because you need energy to make and transport almost everything you buy, the organization said. So if corporate greed isn't responsible for inflation, what is? Reckless government spending and overregulation of energy production. Historic deficit spending under the Biden-Harris administration has bid up prices throughout the economy and devalued the currency already in existence, JCN noted. Instead of taking responsibility for causing inflation, Kamala Harris is trying to shift the blame to food companies that are just trying to stay in business, it stated. Meanwhile, a recent Harris campaign ad touted her price control policy proposal that highlights the fact that she wants to crack down on grocery price gouging. Breitbart News reported on Tuesday. Harris's Soviet-style price controls, where the government takes substantial control over the free market, would mark the first-ever national ban in the United States on price gouging and price fixing, as Breitbart News reported. The proposal, which she vows to implement in her first 100 days if elected, has drawn substantial criticism from the likes of Senators Rick Scott, RFL, and Ron Johnson, RY. It is important to note that Harris is running for president alongside her choice for vice president, radical leftist Governor Tim Walz, DMN. The pair are campaigning against former President Donald Trump, R, and Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O. During a recent interview on Breitbart News Saturday, Scott Bessent, the founder and CEO of Key Square Group, said Harris is an economic illiterate who would crash the economy if she is elected president, the outlet reported on August 18. Related, claim, a price gouging law like Harris's proposal was not going to solve inflation.